Park City School Board President Andrew Kaplan says when they began the search process to replace Ember Conley, they did a tremendous amount of community outreach, meeting with about 150 stakeholders. He says they decided early on they wanted to ensure current and future superintendents would be able to live in the community.
You know, got a lot of feedback about what they'd like for the superintendent, what their expectations were. And one of the things that came back was, you know, there was an interest for the superintendent to live within our community. And that's very similar to, you know, other, you know, kind of branches of the municipal government. In the past, we have had situations where the superintendent hasn't lived within the school district, and that's that hasn't sat well with the community. You know, it's a shared interest with the community and with the board. So that's been something we've been looking at for quite some time.
Kaplan says they follow the open and public meeting requirements, but in the cases of compensation and land acquisition, they had to take the issue into closed sessions.
Just like when we are looking at acquiring property for future school use, which we are constantly doing, been open that we're looking at things, we're not going to, you know, ever get into details about what properties we're looking at, how much money we're looking to spend. That's something that takes place in closed sessions. We have an open dialogue about capital expenditures, yet release information once decisions are made on compensation, but both compensation and property conversations do not take place in public.
As previously reported, the base compensation for incoming Superintendent Jill Gilday is $235,000 a year. The complete package includes a housing benefit outlined in her contract. She'll receive $10,000 in relocation costs, a district vehicle, professional development expense coverage, health, dental, and life insurance plans, technology supplies, including a computer, cell phone, and data plan, and retirement contributions as outlined in the district benefits package. Gilday's compensation package is a substantial increase over past base salaries paid to previous Park City superintendents. Kaplan says this package is about 30% higher than what outgoing Superintendent Ember Conley was paid. But he says the community wanted this, and the guidance they received from the recruiters led them to offer this package.
It puts her, I believe, tied for, you know, in the top three or something like that, for compensation of superintendents in the state of Utah. It is roughly in line with other mountain town superintendent compensation packages. And it's also in line with compensation packages for top performing school districts around the country. And again, when we did, you know, community outreach, one of the consistent pieces of feedback was, okay, we want someone who's great, right? We want someone who's a leader and who, you know, can up our game to the next level. And so that's what we went out and got. And
Kaplan says Conley's departure had nothing to do with compensation, so at no time would it have been appropriate to offer an increase to encourage her to stay on in Park City.
You know, again, we've gone, you know, I think you and I have discussed this before, the reasons that Dr. Conley gave the board for resigning were not financial in consideration. So, you know, at no point did she indicate to us that, you know, she wanted a higher package of compensation. And when she did, you know, in previous kind of contract renewals and negotiations, you know, we had just renewed her contract in September, and she had given us an indication as to what she would have liked, and we gave it to her.
Kaplan says as a board, they are comfortable with the numbers and the full compensation package.
We're talking about someone who has, you know, over 11 years of experience as a superintendent. You know, our previous superintendent who came in, this was their first superintendent job, right? So it's a very different, you know, it's not apples to apples. You know, I don't think we are, you know, paying a ridiculous rate or one that is outside, you know, the norm or what's appropriate for Dr. Gilday's experience and what she's going to bring to the district.
Kaplan doesn't know when Dr. Gilday will start, but is certain she will be in the district by the start of the 2018-19 school year. I'm Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.